This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we are, 920. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by Brian Lagarde, criminologist and executive director of Project NOLA. How you doing, Brian?
Hi, good morning. Doing well, and yourself?
I'm well, sir. Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what's going on with the Cantrell administration and Project NOLA and this TV show.
Wow. Well, to our surprise, we learned that the mayor's office had the NOPD release extraordinarily sensitive very disturbing video from Project NOLA relative to homicides that occurred during 2025 in New Orleans. I'm sorry, 2024-2025 in New Orleans for entertainment purposes. It aired on a TV show called Homicide Squad New Orleans. This was done without the consent or knowledge of our crime camera host as well as ourselves.
When you say sensitive, obviously I don't want you to say what it was, but it would be along the nature of...
What you would pretty much imagine, the very worst, people's dying moments, bullets piercing their bodies, the person dropping dead, things that should frankly not be on broadcast TV for entertainment purposes.
They show this on that show on A&E?
Well, they blur out the actual moment of death, but it's as far as... What we're concerned about is the dignity of the dead, re-traumatizing the victims' families, for them having to revisit, what happened so fairly recently ago, cases that haven't been adjudicated yet, where the release of the video footage could taint juries or complicate the prosecution. It's for any number of different levels. This was just wrong. It was not footage for the city to provide. The network, or specifically 44 Blue, made repeated attempts to Project NOLA for us to participate with the show and to acquire the video footage from us, and we refused them. We didn't sign any waivers. We refused our participation with the show. And then lo and behold, we find out that the mayor's office gave the video footage to 44 Blue, and it aired on network TV.
I don't have to dump on the mayor because I think, you know, she dumps on herself enough, but does she even own this footage? Whose footage is it? And it would seem as though you might have some copyright issues here. Is it public domain or what?
Well, it hasn't been adjudicated yet, so it hasn't gone to court. I don't even know if the defense has even received a copy of it.
I'm talking about the footage itself, though. Do you own that? Is that proprietary?
Project NOLA owns it, so the video cameras...
so it was not hers to give away. It was not the city's to give away. Okay.
Right. Imagine this. So let's say you host one of our crime cameras. We give it to you. We give it to your listeners. The cameras go up on your home, businesses, churches, and schools. Project NOLA analyzes the video footage, finds footage that's relative to homicide, shooting, stabbings, home invasion, rapes, robberies, thefts, and burglaries. But, of course, right now we're talking about the homicides. So basically, it was footage taken from people's homes, businesses, churches, and schools that Project NOLA provided to the NOPD to help solve crimes, specifically murders. And the mayor released that copies of that footage to a production company for entertainment purposes and to help sell commercials.
And to be clear, churches, homes, businesses, and schools, the people that were hosting these cameras, they didn't sign up for this.
They definitely didn't sign up for this. Nobody did. It's not the purpose of why we do what we do. It's, we're not here to help network TV make money. We're here to help solve crimes, reduce crime, to make our city a better place, and not for this.
Is the city getting anything out of it, as far as you know?
Well,
I know it's a question for the city, but I thought you might know.
When you look at the contract, the city's not getting anything out of it. However, there previously were ties between the production company 44 Blue and Councilmember Oliver Thomas. So it appears that Oliver Thomas previously worked as a consultant for 44 Blue and as a co-producer for 44 Blue, yet he championed legislation for the show to for the previous show called Night Watch to exist.
So what recourse do you have now? It's out there already, Brian? And can you prevent reruns, or has it been broadcast?
Well, so we've already immediately...
Well, first of all, I should interrupt myself, because once it's out there, it's out there, right?
It's out there.
Yeah.
We did send a cease and desist to the networks. We're hoping that that's going to work, and they're not going to show any more of our video footage. We've written the city council, and we're prepared, frankly, to pull the trigger to suspend the NOPD's access to our network of over 5,000 cameras around the city should the city not take reasonable steps to help protect people's privacy and respect the dignity of the dead. So, you know, it's this video footage should not be in the wild. It should not be on broadcast TV.
We cannot use administration and NOPD interchangeably here, right?
Well, so it was the mayor's office doing. They had the NOPD release the video footage. They had the detectives participate with the TV show. So it's, I mean, it's,
a hybrid.
Of course, the NOPD, you know, they have to do what the mayor wants them to do as long as it's not illegal.
But wait, let me just get into the details here. So I presume it's a show where the detectives, like whatever it is, the first 48 hours where they go to a crime scene, they interview people, and it's one of these so-called reality shows. That's what this is?
Yes.
So
in this case, they follow the homicide detectives, just like in First 48. So, of course, First 48, then followed by a production called Jailbirds, then followed by a production called Night Watch. One by one by one, they were all shut down in the city of New Orleans due to public outcry, HIPAA violation, you know, possible HIPAA violations, you know, just not respecting the dead, things of that sort. Privacy, of course, all these things made the city flare up, demand that the productions be shut down. And then lo and behold, we suddenly have Homicide Squad New Orleans by the same folks.
So specifically, you can't say anything about a camera following a detective around. That's not your issue. Your issue is the footage from these cameras with Project NOLA being used without your consent.
Actually, both parts of that.
Okay.
It concerns us greatly. So how we first learned of this was the very tragic homicide. Pretty much all homicides are tragic, but the tragic homicide of Jacob Carter. So he was the owner of Howdy Bagel. He was a tourist from the state of Washington. He came down to New Orleans, and he was shot dead during a botched robbery. We saw the production crew behind the police tape filming over the body. So we saw the cameraman, the sound man, the producer, all behind the tape, and where the body was actually, you know, it remained on scene.
Now, you're a criminologist, yeah. Are you not?
Yes, I am.
Is that contaminating a crime scene?
Well, not if Crime Lab already went through it, okay. And it was the final step before the coroner's office. But it really goes back to the dignity of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't keep a body longer than it needs to be on the ground.
Right.
You know, you process the evidence. And then, you know, the body is, you know, obviously then taken away.
Well, and out of respect, they normally put up these black kind of shields, right? Or whatever you call those things?
Correct. Yeah. And they still do, of course. But
in this case, they let the camera people go behind it with the NOPD's consent and take pictures of the dead body.
And stand next to the body, point the camera downwards, and film away. So it's, you know, so somewhere there's B-roll of all that. And, you know, why? The question is why. So, you know, the family of Jacob Carter reached out to us, after we posted a recent picture showing the film crew standing over the body, the way that we did it, you couldn't see the body, but you knew it was there. Mm-hmm. And the family's very upset. They've been reaching out to the mayor's office, to city council members, to the NOPD. They don't understand why it would be allowed. A film crew would be allowed behind the crime scene tape and so close proximity to the body, where the body was allowed to remain on the sidewalk in the presence of cockroaches and whatnot, just to shoot some B-roll.
Mm. For people that don't know, explain what B-roll is, please, Brian.
It's just where
extra
footage. People out there that can better explain it, but it's basically when you simply burn some film of a particular scene, you know, in this case, of a body. So where you just stand over, you shoot a city block, whether it be Bourbon Street or whatever. But in this case, you know, sometimes we have news crews that come over to our office and they want to shoot some B-roll of our monitoring rooms with the screens up, things like that. Well, in this case, it was B-roll of the body sitting, you know, laying on the ground.
Let me give the AI definition here. It's secondary supplemental video footage shot independently of the primary subject to add context, visual interest, and emotional depth to a video. Not getting into TV production here, but sometimes a news photographer will call it, specifically in this case, but hosing the place where they just shoot everything. And then when a reporter goes to put the story back together, if they have to cut away to something, they have the B-roll to show pictures of this or that or the other thing to make the story make sense. So with that being said, I want to take a break here and talk about, if you have a couple of more minutes about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Project NOLA in general, can we?
Absolutely.
All right,
I'm here.
Thank you. Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. Somebody texted in and said the city has a crime problem and that we need to show how bad it really is. Cameras don't lie. Well, I disagree. You can imagine if that would be your loved one who was a victim, had absolutely nothing to do with any of this. We're not talking about a criminal. You're talking about a victim that was killed during a robbery attempt. All of a sudden, you got a camera guy standing over that person with a camera. How would you react to that? No, I wouldn't react very well. 931, traffic now, WWL. 938, 22 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Brian Lagarde, criminologist and executive director of Project NOLA. So apparently, the Cantrell administration deciding to release video footage from Project NOLA's cameras that the people with the churches and the homes and the businesses that all of these things are schools that are attached to didn't sign up for could potentially compromise prosecution. It's terribly insensitive to the victims' families, and he's trying to get it stopped. Tell me about Project NOLA in general, if you will, please, Brian.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. So we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We've been around for over 15 years. We operate the National Real-Time Crime Center, which is located at the University of New Orleans. We started in New Orleans. We have over 5,000 cameras in New Orleans. We're also coast-to-coast in many other cities. And so we help analyze video footage. And everywhere we go, we are extraordinarily successful at helping to reduce crime and making communities safer places to live, work, and visit.
For people that are texting in, only one person, and thinks you want a cut of the action, or, and look, people text different things, Brian. That's the only reason I pass it along, and maybe it's reflective of what other people think. I want you to address it. You don't want to make anything off of this footage. You don't want the footage released, and tell me why.
Well, so we're a nonprofit. Nobody owns Project NOLA. I'm the director, but I certainly don't own it. I certainly don't own the video footage. We've had the opportunity many times over to participate with the TV shows, sell the footage, make money off of it, but that is not what we do, not for 15 years. We haven't sold or provided video footage to third parties. We are here to help reduce crime and improve the quality of life and not to make money. That's why Project NOLA is a 501c3. So we're upset because the video footage is only lending to re-victimizing families. It is not respecting the dead. And it's compromising criminal prosecutions. That's why we're not happy about it.
Has the DA,
and we don't.
Has the DA gotten involved in any of this at all?
So they're aware of the situation. I know that you know, I cannot speak on their behalf,
right,
but I can tell you they're not happy. Nobody wants to see this video footage out there. I haven't met a person that wants to, other than, and I'm only stating the facts here, where, you know, we know that Oliver Thomas supports this type of TV show because he's worked as co-producer and as a consultant for these type of shows. Obviously, the mayor has no problems with this. But other than that, I haven't met a single solitary person that wants to see this happen. There's just no good that comes of this.
And a text comes in and says, who owns the footage? Project NOLA owns the footage, right?
So Project NOLA owns the footage. So the cameras on people's homes, businesses, churches, and schools, it's all recorded on our servers at UNO. And the people that host our cameras, they empower Project NOLA to analyze the video footage and provide video footage relative to crimes, specifically felony crimes and missing exploited children, to law enforcement. That's what we do. They do not empower Project NOLA to sell the footage or anything like that, nor would we ever. Again, that's why we created a 501c3. We're not here to make money. It was the footage in question. Obviously, we weren't aware of what the city was going to do. We certainly didn't give our permission, and they did it anyway.
I don't want to get lost in the weeds here, but as I often say, if you've ever played golf for money, you know that's where all of the cheating happens, or most of the cheating happens. I think people are texting in about First Amendment and expectations of privacy, et cetera, but what they don't realize is if you are on the street and you happen to be at a murder scene and you take footage of it, that is your footage. And the person that, whoever is out on the street, has no expectation of privacy. And I'm not trying to make myself a media lawyer here, but as I understand it, but the footage belongs to the person who took it, correct?
Yes. But that's not the only issue here. What we're hoping is, and what we frankly expect for the city council to do, is to draft a new city ordinance that not only protects Project NOLA footage, but any private video footage that's provided to the NOPD relative to a felony crime, especially violent ones, where that footage that's provided to the NOPD shall not be turned over to TV production companies for entertainment purposes. So it's one thing for the New Orleans Police Department to occasionally turn over video footage to local media saying, you know, anybody that can help identify this person, please call Crime Stoppers. That's different. That's permissible. That's expected. But to give footage away of, you know, involving the dying moments of a person, the distress on the family members that might be present and friends, that should not be, that's not for the cities to give, nor should ethically should they be doing it. We would like to see a city ordinance that would prohibit the NOPD and other city organizations from providing that type of video footage to network television for entertainment purposes.
Have you worked with any council member on that or spoken to him?
Councilmember Morrell reached out after he learned what happened. We were supposed to go, I forget the meeting date, but it's later this month, to go ahead and discuss what happened. But we do want to see a new ordinance drafted that would protect private video footage.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to get involved here, but I can't help but realize the irony of the mayor who was photographed in public from across the street attacking the person who photographed her and exposing private information because of her expectation of privacy, which she had as a public official certainly doesn't have any, but yet she's willing to allow footage that belongs to somebody else to be used in a program that the city gets nothing out of. Am I inaccurate there or not?
You have a very good point.
Wow. Tell me about if somebody wants to get involved with cameras for Project NOLA, what does the network look like and where does all of this footage go? I want you to take me from Project NOLA ground up.
Sure. So anyone that's interested in participating, they just go ahead and give us a call or they visit our website, projectnola.org. We can either see about tying a person's existing cameras into our network. Or, you know, very often people take one of our free cameras that we provide. So we don't sell cameras. Mm-hmm. We provide them free of charge, people who want them. The only thing that anyone pays Project NOLA is a little bit that it costs us to receive, record, rebroadcast back over to the NOPD, LSP Troop NOLA. If you're in Jefferson Parish, we stream to JPSO, same for St. Bernard, Plaquemines, St. Tammany, and, you know, well beyond from there. So the hosts have access to the footage. Project NOLA has access to the footage. Law enforcement in that particular jurisdiction has live and playback access of the footage. We're looking for suspicious activity, crimes in progress. We're looking at the felonies. We're not looking at the small things. We don't get involved in civil matters. We don't get, you know, involved in traffic accidents unless it's a, you know, a hit and run or a fatality. So we're doing, you know, we're focusing on the felonies, the crimes that are harming people.
So at the Project NOLA headquarters, there are numerous screens where this footage is being fed or somebody's gone through it afterward or what?
Oh, no. It's just like what you would imagine. And so rooms with video walls where we're analyzing the video footage. We're very greatly driven nowadays by AI. Mm-hmm. So it helps us figure out, you know, what cameras, because we have a lot of cameras. Mm-hmm. So AI helps us, you know, pick up on anything from in real time. Possible instances of illegal trash dumping to possible gunfire to, of course, because we're using live facial recognition on certain cameras. If a wanted person crosses paths with one of our cameras, then it also alerts us live and in real time that a wanted person is possibly just entering the French Quarter, for example.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm confused. Was it footage or footage from the cameras? To be clear, you were saying you had a problem with both. First of all, you have a big problem with the footage that Project NOLA owns being released by the city to a private production company without your consent, and you would not have given consent ever for that to happen. The other is you have a problem. You don't think it's right that these production companies should have rights to step into a crime scene and photograph the victims. That's got nothing to do with Project NOLA. That's a different issue that you have with NOPD allowing this. Accurate?
Right. So okay. I'm putting two hats on. I'm putting my hat on as director of Project NOLA, but I'm also, you know, as someone that resides in Orleans Parish. So as you mentioned earlier, just like we wouldn't want to see one of our loved ones or someone that we know be exploited for entertainment purposes, especially, you know, their death. So it's I I would hope that a lot of people listening to this have a problem with that. People should not be exploited, especially in death. And it's just wrong. That's why we oppose what has happened. And again, as you said, it's not just involving Project NOLA cameras. It could be cameras on your house or anyone else's house. You know, someone that provided extraordinarily graphic and sensitive video footage to the NOPD relative to a homicide. And the next thing you know, it's on broadcast TV for entertainment.
So when it comes to people that want to join, if they have a Ring camera, is that enough on a doorbell, or they need to tie it into the system? Take me through that process.
Well, some cameras are proprietary, like Ring, so we can't actually ingest a Ring doorbell. But if for people who have CCTV systems through local installation companies, a lot of times we can ingest the signals from those with people's permission, of course, where they give us the password or create a special password that only allows Project NOLA access to certain cameras on their system. So whether we ingest existing video signals from existing cameras on people's homes, businesses, churches, and schools, or we provide them with one of our free cameras, that's usually a lot better than what people have out there. They see a lot further. We can see faces over 700 feet away in darkness. A lot of times people will supplement what they already have with one of our cameras. And you were asking earlier, how much might that cost? Mm-hmm. It can cost as little as $300 a year for us to receive, record, rebroadcast a video signal to local law enforcement. And anything anyone pays us is tax deductible, since we're a nonprofit organization and the cameras benefit the entire community.
So do you provide the cameras, and do you have a waiting list for cameras, or how does that work?
We're doing pretty well with donations and people that are helping us. The monies that we receive for us to purchase the cameras that we then hand out, we would not want to advertise or we don't have salespeople, things like that. It's all basically we're nerds and criminologists at the office. But so at the pace that people are asking us for cameras, we're able to keep up with the demand. Mm-hmm. So anybody out there that, especially if you're in a high crime area, if you go outside and you have hand-to-hand drug transactions or something bad going on down the street, or if you're just concerned about someone breaking into your car, call us. We can help with that. We help people every day with it.
Is this Orleans Parish specific or not?
Oh, no, it's all over. So we focus on Orleans Parish from the beginning. That's where we started. Mm-hmm. We also feed into the Real-Time Crime Center for Jefferson Parish, St. Bernard, St. Tammany, Plaquemines, Baton Rouge. I mean, just keep on going outwards from there, from California to New Jersey to Florida. In many points in between, we're serving communities.
So somebody just contacts you, that's it, and then you hook the camera up?
So we're not an installation company.
Okay.
So they have to have either someone they already know, or there are certain installation companies locally that is their way of giving back to the community. They'll install our cameras at discount. If you want our additional cameras, you're probably going to pay the normal price for that. But for any Project NOLA cameras, usually those are installed at discount. And what that looks like is a person calls us, they sign up to host a crime camera. If they don't know somebody, we can give them the names of the different companies that will do it at a discount. Or again, they can use anybody they like. The installers come by our office, picks up the equipment, brings out to the person's location, puts the camera up, puts the app on their phone, shows them how to use it. They don't need to know how to access the camera, but a lot of people like to. And of course, the camera doesn't have to record there because we're recording it at our office. And so in the end, they see it, Project NOLA sees it, and local law enforcement sees it.
When it comes to the use of the footage, it's anonymous as to who it came from?
So we don't discuss who our crime camera hosts are. Mm-hmm. So we help protect their identities. If you were to host a crime camera, I wouldn't say anything about it unless you brought the subject up.
Mm-hmm.
We very closely guard the privacy of our crime camera host. We certainly do what we can do.
Well, we got to run, Brian, but I got to ask you real quick. When it comes to in the future, hopefully you would think, depending on who gets elected mayor, this is going to go away. But secondly, if it doesn't, would you consider cutting off access to NOPD? And that would have a bad effect, would it not?
regrettably, we're already in a position where we're having to think of doing that right now. So we told the city council and the NOPD, if we see more of our video footage on network TV for entertainment purposes, we're suspending the NOPD's access until we have a new mayor or there's some type of provisions in place that protects private video, whether it be Project NOLA or third parties.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. You know, there's statistics, type one, type two errors. One is something's wrong and you don't fix it. The other is something is not wrong and you break it. And this seems like the something's not wrong and they broke it. 9:53 back in a flash, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.